Blog Talk Radio.
Through the grace of God, that you will hear me. Yes. Praise God. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them. They weren't aware of what they were doing. Teach us a new way to live, a new way of life. With love, not hate. He encourages us to recognize that the real enemy is Lucifer, who is behind all the attacks that we are experiencing. He wants us to resist Satan. When we are not sure about what to pray for, allow the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide you, to be led by the Holy Ghost. Praying for the folks who hurt us. One of the hardest things that Jesus has asked us to do as believers in Christ is to pray for our enemies. Yes, we are to pray for those who despitefully use us. We are to pray for those who plot and plan all types of tricks, set all kinds of stumbling blocks in our way. We are to pray for them just as Jesus did. Mm-hmm. Just as he did. Bless the enemy. Pray for the enemy. Someone who sits out. To set out. Just set out every day, every morning to harm us. Pray for them. Lift them up. Talk to God about them. Yes. This is who he says we can be. The believers can be prayer warriors for the enemy, praying that the enemy will come to know him, praying that the enemy will be saved, praying that the enemy will get salvation. Only through the Holy Spirit are we able to do so. So our position, our job, is to call on what has been left for us. Because God already said that he didn't leave us without anything. He said he had to leave. And when he left, the Comforter was coming. Remember that. So the Comforter is here. And we have to use what has been laid out to us. We use it. When we say kill or do bodily harm to Jan or to Jack or to Bill because he has either raped me, he has murdered, he has molested someone, family. When we say those things, think about that. Jesus is hurtful. He's heard it. He's hurt. But he understands. He knows, first of all, that we are human. And in our humanness, we want to attack. We want to get back. We want that revenge. He knows this. Turn to Matthew 5:43. Matthew 5:43, Jesus is speaking here, and he says to us, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Think about that. Under the law. In Leviticus 19 and 18, Psalms 139 through 21 and 22. Yeah. These are the areas where the law was actually taking place. And you were taught this. You were taught to get revenge. Mm-hmm. Seek revenge. Seek to plot. So what was happening here was you were acting the same role. You had begun to take on the same role as the enemy. So at this very moment, who is representing Christ? You, there was no way for you to tell. Huh? Verse 44 says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 25, 21 through 22. Notice Jesus said enemies. Yes, more than one. Sometimes we think we just have one enemy. He said enemies. We may have a lifetime of enemies. Yes. Love them. Everyone does not love us. Everyone does not want the best for us. Come aware of how we should love in spite of, no matter what's going on, in spite of, we should love. That's what he's saying. 45 says, to show that you are the children. You show that you are the children of God. The Father who is in heaven, you are a part of that kingdom. For he makes the sun rise on the wicked. Think about that. Yeah, they get sun too. You know, sometimes they think they're wicked and they just get or they just get rained on. No, you see them sometimes, they be just as happy and they're wicked and you wonder why. And you say, I don't know what's going on with them, but I know they're not right. I know they did that, that, that. And here we see that they got this, and wow, they have this now, and, you know, just on and on and on. But remember, the scripture talks to us about things that are temporary. Pay attention to what the scripture says. See, we're so caught up in our emotions and how we feel and what we think. Pay attention to what scripture says. Yeah. For he makes the sun rise on the wicked and on the good, and makes the rain to fall upon the upright and the wrongdoers. If you're a wrongdoer, if you're a plotting and a planner, you're going to have some good days and you're going to have some bad days too. But I'm here to tell you that if you are the believer in Christ and you're walking in the way that he so designed for you to walk, your good days are going to outweigh your bad days. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And you just need to say, thank you, Lord. So they're going to outweigh it. You may feel like you're at the end. You may feel like you can't go no further. But I want you to know God is just who he said he is. He's that wall. That wall. You know that wall, that Jericho wall? He's the wall. Glory be to God. Yeah. He's that bridge when you're trying to cross over, when you're trying to put your leg over and trying to get on the other side. He's the bridge that's going to bring you on over there. Did you hear what I said? Oh, yeah. He's an everlasting, everlasting Father. He said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Yeah, he wants us to have equal rights. He wants us to have that. He desires for us to be treated fairly. He desires that. But he also knows that the world is wicked. He knows that. And, you know, a lot of times we'd be saying, oh, I need to tell. See, you don't need to tell him. He already know that. You need to ask him, what do I need to do? Hallelujah. Show me what to do, Lord. Because you already know that they're wicked. Huh? There's nothing new under the sun. We need to find out what and how are we supposed to maneuver. What are we supposed to be doing? Yeah. Look at what this is. Verse 46. For if you love those who love you, what reward can you have? Do not even the tax collectors do that? You know, the tax collector, when you're going to pay your taxes, for one thing, some of them even took your money anyway. So they're going to be loving you. You know, they love you when you came, and they're happy to see you. It says, look closely at this. We are love. We all love folks who love us. And, yes, the tax collector does this too. Who is usually unfair? He's usually unfair, and he's a cheater. He's cold-hearted. But he does that to us. But when we can love him in spite of, look at him in his face and say, now look, you sure you did the right thing to me today? If we could look at him like that and still love him and let him know that I'm going to trust you, but if anything happens, you're going with me to court. If you could love him in spite of, did you hear what I said? In spite of, 47. And if you greet only your brethren, what more than others are you doing? Think about that. Do not even the Gentiles, the heathens, do that? You just greet your brethren in Christ? And when you see the heathen, you don't have anything to do with him? You don't have anything to share? You don't have a smile for them? You don't have an encouraging word? Only in the brother or the sisterhood that you do that? What good is that? How will they know the light? How will they know what the example is if we're just harboring among ourselves? We just have this little group over here, and the rest of the world over there, they're going to hell because we're not going out and telling them anything about Jesus. Huh? Luke 6:28 says this. Invoke blessings. Ooh, listen to this. Invoke blessings and prayer for the happiness of those who curse you. Now you could stop right there and put a period there, and you know y'all could highlight that. Those who curse you. Employ God's blessing, his favor upon those who abuse you, who reveal, who reproach, despair, and high-handedly misuse you. Think about that. What am I saying? Now, I know what I'm talking about right here is hard. I didn't say that was easy. I didn't say you could do that overnight. I didn't say it could be done, boom, 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 and you've done it. I'm not saying that. And that's what Jesus is not saying it either, because he knows that some things take time. Start in the beginning to move. Huh? And sometimes we need the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us and show us how to do it. We cannot do it on our own. So we who are in Christ should pray for salvation for our enemies. Pray that they will have salvation. Pray that they will get to know the same God, the same Jesus that we know. Pray that they would have a relationship. Huh? Pray for them. Huh? Pray for them who you know they're just not right. You know they're not right. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me. You know what's so kicks about this lesson? I'm going to just share this with you real quick. What's so kicks about this lesson? This lesson was written in 2022. Let me get the correct date. And I was laughing to myself. October the 14th, 2022. That's when this lesson was written. And you heard it probably before. I know when I saw it, when I was looking for what to give, what to say, what God always gives us what we need. And when we begin to love our enemies, do you hear what I'm saying? Because many times this is why we can't get from point A to point B, because the enemy has put this situation in front of us to block us. Because for one thing, what happens here is we can't forgive them Well, then our Heavenly Father will never forgive us. And what happened with that? If we are not forgiven, we will not enter in the kingdom of God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Trick? Yes. Big brick? Yes. Wall? Yes. And the enemy hopes you never understand that. He hopes you never get it. And mainly, he hopes you never use it for the enemy. Rejoice always, praying continuously, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's 2 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Gratitude. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. When we have gratitude, we have enough. Because when gratitude shows up, we become full with being grateful. Huh? We are full because we are grateful. We are thankful for the goodness of God. My mother just passed. She transitioned out of here. And someone just came up to me and told me that they will never forget my mother. And she said, let me explain to you why. She said, when I first met her, she had lost everything. She had nothing. She had lost her home. She came up to me and told me she had lost everything. But when she said that to me, she said, but I thank God he showed me where a church was so I can go and worship him. Now, the lady said when she said that, she said, she was saying, why is she telling me that? What? Well, today she said she understands what that meant, what it really meant to her. The lady was telling her about how she can lose everything, glory be to God, but she would never lose the salvation of the Lord, our God. Did you hear what I said? She would never lose the yearning to be in his presence. That will never be taken away. Glory be. And the lady said to me, that's what she will always remember about my mom. A woman who lost it all, but relied solely on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Woo! Have heard so many testimonies of so many people, of so many experiences that they've had with my mom that I didn't even know anything about. Yeah, yeah. So back to our lesson, I just want to say that we who are in Christ, we must forgive. That is what our job is. In order for us to get where we need to go, we have to forgive the enemy. Psalm 37 tells us to fret not yourself because of the evildoer. Don't be all taken away by it. And definitely be not dismayed. Do not be dismayed. What it really means when you got an enemy that's waking up, trying to plot and plan, you are somebody. Did you hear what I said? You are somebody. You are greater than who you know you are. And the enemy knows who you are. He knows your future. He knows where you're going. Huh? Oh, he knows where you're going. So they're trying to block you, trying to attack you, trying to keep you from the destiny that God has in place. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Fret not yourself because of the evildoer. Neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness. Don't whine or cry because of the evil one. Don't be jealous of the things that they may gain when you see. You see it. Don't be jealous. Don't be grievous of what they have. Soon be what? Cut off. Listen to that. Cut off. Cut off like grass. See, this is a temporary thing. This is what I said when I first started. Temporary. You know, you'd be looking, is this temporary? Yeah. When we see that they have gained something and they have this and they have, it's temporary. This is not permanent. The focus that they may have is not the focus that we have as believers in Christ. Soon, very soon, you won't see or hear about them anymore because they'll be gone. They will not have longevity. He will not prevent them to keep on doing the evil deeds. Huh? Think about that. This is a promise. This is a promise that he has put in place for us, for you. Evil ones could be in your family. Think about it. Evil ones could be right there in your family. You love them. Mm-hmm. You pray for them. You have to have the Holy Spirit for you to do what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit has to lead you. He has to guide you to that. Because this you cannot do on your own. Yeah, there's no way you could love your enemy, someone that has done all these things that I just named, without the Holy Ghost. You must have the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you in the area of interceding for someone who has done outright mischief, evil deeds, plotting and planning. And we all know and we see it. And they never come and tell you they're sorry. They never come. And they never change. We have seen it for years. Some of them never change. But we are to keep praying and interceding for those who we know need salvation. That's our job. That's who we are. That's what we do. Church members, neighbors, co-workers, even our boss sometimes are evildoers. Huh? Everyone is not saved. Everyone does not have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Think about that. They don't have it. And some of them are not even trying to get it. Some of them are really sincerely not believers in Christ. Right. So when they see us and they see what we do, we are the light for them. We are that light that's shining in a dark world. We are the light. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't read a Bible. They read us. They listen to us. They listen to what we say. They watch what we do. So we who are in Christ have to make sure that we are walking in the presence of God. We are supposed to make sure that we are walking in his presence, that we ourselves have gone before him about us before we go for someone else. Yes. So our relationship has to be intact in order for us to be able to intercede for someone else. That's the way God has it. What we are supposed to do. And that is who we are. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, we know that God is in control. He's in control. Mm-hmm. Sure, we may hurt. Sure, we may have pain. Huh? And we definitely may experience unforgiveness. But I want you to remember that if we don't forgive, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. And that is the trick that the enemy has in place. So we as believers will not receive salvation. It's simple. It may sound like, oh, okay. It's a toughie, but it's one that Satan has been using for years to keep us out of the presence of God. And I want to make sure that everyone understands that. And to know that God is present, he has allowed us to have the Holy Spirit. He said that he will send the comforter. The comforter is here. But we're supposed to use the comforter. We're supposed to let the comforter know that we need help, that we need to pray for this person that's doing all these evil deeds against us, that we shouldn't just pray and ask God to kill him, to bury him. Sitting there hoping that they die. We shouldn't do that. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me. We're supposed to have the love of Christ. It's supposed to dwell in us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for this chance, your word, oh God. We are grateful for everyone that is listening. We give you all praise. We give you all honor because it's in your holy name that we are here. It's all because of you. And we thank you in Jesus' holy name. And we just say amen, amen. Listen, next Friday I will not be on, but the following Friday I will be back. Yeah, I will be back. So I need you to pray for me, and I will be praying for you. Sunday, God's Favorite Ministry, at the same time, at this number, at 7 o'clock. And, of course, on Saturdays, with Sister Sadie, with the children, which is so delightful, take time and come and hear how the children sing songs and recite poems. And just to hear those little voices, I just enjoy the little voices. Just spend time with them. You will be blessed. Okay? And remember, when we can't do it on our own, we have the Holy Spirit to show us how. Mm-hmm. Show us how to knock that brick across this way. Show us how to get that block out of our way. Show us how to clear it so we can get to where our Lord and Savior wants us to